from what you're talking about.
In oral history of baseball, this interview is conducted with Mr. Sid Snyder of Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania, and is conducted by George Lang. Today's date, 17 October, 1994. Mr. Snyder, are you a native of Slippery Rock, sir?
Yes, I am. I was born in Slippery Rock on July 1 of 1932. Do you want to know where?
Yes, sir.
I was born on Franklin Street. I don't know the address, but exactly, but I was born on Franklin Street, and when I was 1 year old, I moved to Center Street. And I lived in Center Street at 321 Center Street till I was 1946, which would make me 14 years old, and then I moved across the street and on Center Street and lived there till 1950 when I left for the service.
Has your family been from this area also?
My family, my granddad moved here with my dad at the what is commonly known as a Welton farm. It's on 173, approximately 2 miles out of town in the 20s. They came from Clarion County.
Mr. Snyder, can you recall your first experiences with baseball?
Yes, I do. The first I had mentioned it to you before, but the first experience I had in baseball would be about 1940, the spring or midsummer of 1940. And that was it was American Legion baseball. And it was run by Coach Thompson and Coach Henning. Coach Henning, I believe, was the baseball coach at the college at the time, and Coach Thompson was the football coach at the college at the time. And I had referred to Mr. Boyer. Of course, Mr. Boyer was quite a bit older than I was. He graduated in 1940.
From the high school, sir?
From Slippery Rock High School. He graduated from Slippery Rock High School in 1940. And I think it was Coach Thompson maybe said something to me because I was interested in baseball and had a glove, and I went up and basically played very little in 40 and 41, being 8 and 9 years old, but it was American Legion ball. And they put me in if they didn't think the pitcher could get the ball over the plate, and I wasn't allowed to swing at it. But I could feel a little bit. It was a lot older that was played by the guys that were naturally graduating in those years.
Was there any type of Little League program?
Nothing in the way of Little League whatsoever. None.
What effect, if any, did World War II have on baseball in the area, sir?
Well, in Slippery Rock here, baseball just stopped. Almost all the guys that I knew went to the service. If they didn't get drafted, which most of them did, they enlisted, and baseball basically stopped as far as so concerned. There was no baseball in the area.
What was your involvement with baseball at Slippery Rock High School, sir?
Well, we got involved in baseball at Slippery Rock High School. What happened was all the guys come back from the service. And I don't know that I really, during the war years, had that much of an interest in baseball or anything. But when they come back, they got baseball started up again. And so it was the Petroleum Valley League. And they played out at Branston. It was played at Branston. And here again, it was Mr. Boyer that I remember, although a lot of the war guys, Mr. Knox and Mr. Schaefer and all these gentlemen come back, and I can remember them out there, but I had the opportunity to go out, still being a relatively young man. Those guys were 4 and 5 years ahead of me, and I got to go out and play a little bit for them. I mean, that was just a fill-in player also out there. And then after that, Mr. Boyer started up the American Legion again. Approximately 19, Petroleum Valley League, I think, lasted for about 3 years, from 45, 46, and 47 that they played, 2 years in Branson and 1 year in Harrisville. But Mr. Boyer, about 1947, got the American Legion going. And at that time, we talked Coach Smiley, who was Robert Smiley, was our basketball coach, came in about 1946 into starting a baseball team.
And this was at the high school, sir?
This was at the high school, yes. This was the high school, Slippery Rock High School. So we started baseball at Slippery Rock High School about 1947, I believe, 47 or 48, I'm not sure which year, one of those 2 years. And along with it, we had the American Legion Baseball run by Mr. Boyer for 2 or 3 years. He was also playing ball, but he was running, he was help running Slippery Rock in the American Legion.
Can you recall how many boys in the high school played on the team at that time?
Basically, there wasn't too many of the high school boys that really played on that the American Legion team. It seemed like that they were allowed to play till 19 or 20. So not too many of the kids had gained interest at that time. That was under rules. I think they changed that afterwards. But I think it was to let some of the guys that graduated from high school and stuff to play.
How many boys played on the high school team?
We had enough to play. I can remember we usually had a pitcher playing in the outfield or something like that. But we had enough to play, and I think we went the whole time. We didn't take a bus, but we did. We took two cars. Bob Smiley drove one of them, and he'd get one of the parents to drive one of the other ones and run the high school program. Money was very limited in those days. Things hadn't really started up real well yet after the war.
Where did you play your games at, your home games?
We played our games, home games at the Slippery Rock College baseball field. Right where the college played, we played the same place that the college did, up on their field.
Could you describe or tell me a little bit about the relationship between the high school teams and the State College at that time?
Yeah, it was Slippery Rock at that time. It was Slippery Rock State Teachers College, even. And our relationship at that time was we went to the same schools, the same buildings. The college was, we were just part of the college. Our teachers were their teachers. You can look back, when you look back and see it, that the teacher, Bob Smiley, ended up coaching at the college. And Doc Elder was a shop teacher and taught at the college also. And Joe Frazier and Holt and Peters and all our teachers basically were paid by Slippery Rock State Teachers College and by Slippery Rock Area School District.
Did you play with or practice with the university team, or excuse me, State College team?
Yes, we did. More so maybe in basketball than baseball, because baseball was very limited. They were only here for a little bit, and naturally we played ball in the spring, not so much in the fall they play spring and fall anymore, but it was very limited. The college would leave would be out in the middle of May, and of course we're going to go on, so we'd practice a little bit with them, but our big association with them was more in basketball, because of the fact that they were here all winter and so were we.
While you were still in high school, Mr. Snyder, were you involved with any summer baseball leagues?
Yes, we had the high school team going, as we said before, with Mr. Smiley, and then we got the Junior County League started, and we talked to N. Kerr Thompson, and I can remember going up and knocking on his door, and he was a giant of a man. We knew him from shop class and from the different substitute teaching at the high school, and to relate a story that I remember one time, I think it was a 50-pound anvil, and he just stuck his little finger in and then holds it out. So he was a tremendous, tremendous man and loved sports tremendously. And we went up and knocked on his door and said, you know, we're trying to get a junior county league, which was here in Butler, going, and would he coach us? And he said yes. And so for the next couple of years, Coach Thompson, who was getting quite elderly at that time, I don't relate to age as far as that's concerned, but he seemed quite elderly. I'd imagine he was 65 or 70, but he had retired from college. But he did run our team for about 2 years then in the junior county league.
What were these years?
Those years would be 40, most likely 48 and 49, my sophomore and junior year.
When did you graduate from high school?
I graduated from high school in 1950.
So your last year of playing summer ball was 1950?
My last year of playing summer ball was 1950. I played summer ball. My dad told me it was about time I started doing something else a little bit, so I did have a job, but I still played summer ball. And at that time, Coach Thompson didn't run it. The high school, Bob Smalley, was going on to the college, and so therefore our high school baseball, I think Bob went in 52, so high school baseball only lasted until about 51. And then Bob Smalley went to the college also. But baseball did go on. The junior county league, even though there wasn't high school, they went on and played till 1952.
So after you graduated from high school, the high school team sort of disbanded?
The high school team disbanded. High school baseball was dropped for the time being, yes. It wasn't really recognized as far as the high school was concerned anyways.
Oh, you were more or less like a club team?
We were more like a club team, yes, you'd have to say that. Yeah, high school, Bob Smalley was a basketball coach and wasn't being paid for the baseball coach, but we'd take off at, they let us out school maybe a half hour early or something like that to go to the different schools that we played, locally schools. Some of them would be Sandy Lake and Eau Claire, and Harrisville, and Grove City.
These are high schools in the region?
These are high schools in the region. These are high schools in the region where we played baseball at. It was basically a recognized league, but there was no championship or anything like that. It was just to play baseball games.
In light of the fact you didn't have the high school support, how did you boys fund the team?
We used our baseballs and bats from the junior county league and our uniforms from the junior county league. Our uniforms didn't have Slip Rock High School on them. We used our equipment, but it was really to get baseball games in while school was still going on before we got out of school. That's what it was all about.
During this period of time, Mr. Snyder, did you follow professional baseball?
Yes, I did. I was interested in all sports and I think more so in baseball than I've got a little start there. So I can remember about the time I started to school of laying in front of radios. We didn't have television. Television didn't come in until about 47 or 48, something like that, TV. So we would lay in front of radios and listen to the baseball games. And I can remember we had a local pool hall here in Slippery Rock, which was above the AMP here in the main drag in Slippery Rock. It was right alongside of the theater over here on South Main Street. And we'd go in there, and there was a couple of pool tables in there, and we weren't hardly big enough, but we'd just bang the balls around. The gentleman that owned it, I was good friends of his son, Steve Klinger, and he'd let us up there and we'd listen to the baseball games while we were fooling around with the pool tables.
Did you listen to the Cleveland Indians and the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Yes, Cleveland Indians, Pittsburgh Pirates, whatever was on there. If it was the game of the day back then, and it might have been the Detroit Tigers or the Chicago White Sox or the Boston Red Sox, that's at that time, I think, you know, some of us picked out, I think I was Boston Red Sox. I was a Ted Williams man, and And my good friend, just to be different, he was the St. Louis Cardinals. He was a Stan Musial man. I think we picked out heroes until Kiner come along for the Pirates. The Cleveland got Bobby Feller and Bob Lemon and got some of the pitchers they got over there. We just would follow, pick out a team and follow them maybe the loyalty wasn't there like it is now, but we didn't get to go to the ball games. Nobody could afford it. And
did you ever get a chance to go to Cleveland Stadium or Forbes Field?
Yes, I got the chances, several chances. In my high school days, because of the fact that my dad owned the bus company here in town, and they would get busloads up. And of course, I'd always get the opportunity. It was relatively cheap for me to go. It just cost a ticket because they'd always have an extra seat in the bus. And so I'd get to go. And we went to Cleveland Lakefront Stadium many times, and Forbes Field hundreds of times.
Did you have any favorite baseball players professionally that you follow particularly?
I think when we started going, I started going more, in the, I'm saying in my high school days when I was playing, that basically we got so that we stuck with the with guys, the local guys. It's hard to name them right back now, but I think Frankie Gustine, the third base, was quite a guy, and L.B. Fletcher played first base for him, some of the pitchers that don't even ring the bell right now. But yeah, I mean, we followed them and we'd get games and stuff with their names on them, and everybody followed Babe Ruth, because he played some in my time. It seemed to me like as if you don't know if it's because you've seen it so many times on TV, but the last game that he played was in Pittsburgh. People don't know that Babe Ruth's last game was in Pittsburgh.
He was playing for the Boston Braves.
For the Boston Braves. That's where his last game was at. Yeah, you followed him. He hit, that's where he maybe hit his last home run. Last home run in Pittsburgh. And I can't say what year that was. But
could you say, or do you have an opinion, who was maybe the best professional baseball player that you ever saw in person?
That I ever saw in person? The best stuff. I'd have to say the one I feel. I did see Stan Musial, and I did see my hero Ted Williams play, but I'd almost have to say that Hank Aaron or Willie Mays would have to be. I guess I've seen them a lot more than I've seen. I've seen them a lot more than I've seen Ted Williams or Stan Musial play, because they were wrapping up in the 40s, wrapping up. Ted did come back a little bit after the Korean, but he left for the Korean too. So, and Stan was wrapping it up. But out of the guys that I got to watch from the beginning would be Hank Aaron and Willie Mays, I would have to say.
Was baseball at that time the most popular professional sport?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, we watched professional football, but at that time, I think 10 games was what they played or something like that, maybe two spring games and 10 games, and we followed the Steelers. But baseball was your long season, and in the summers when you really had a lot of time to follow them, yes.
Following your return from the service in the Korean War, when did you become involved with baseball again?
A lot of us come back in 1954. I had spent 3 years, 11 months, and one day in the United States Navy. And we come back in 1954, and I'd left in September, I got out then in August. And it was near the end of the season, and there was no baseball in Slippery Rock whatsoever. But some of the guys that had played baseball during the time that I had played were 2 or 3 years behind me, naturally didn't have to go to Korea. So when we come back, they were playing down at Harlansburg. And I'm not sure exactly what league that was down there. I don't know what it was, but I know Don Duncan and Bill Beatty and Bill Rennick were playing for Harlansburg down there, because there just wasn't enough guys around here All the guys that graduated in 51 went to the Korean. All the guys that graduated in 52 usually ended up in the service. But the guys that sort of graduated in 53, that were sophomores when we left, they were still, and that's who they were. And they, on top of that, they went to Slippery Rock University, which helped keep them from going to the service at that time. So they were playing down there at Harlansburg when we come back. And so we went down there. Two of us went down there, two of that I know of, but was DeWitt Maxwell, who joined the service the same time I did, and got out 2 days ahead of me, I think, or something like that, because we were supposed to get out early. The Korean War was over. And him and I said, you know, we were really interested in baseball, and so we went down there, and I think he got the pinch hit one time, and I think at that time I had started taking up pitching a little bit, so I warmed up a couple of times, but never got into a ball game down there, and of course August, the season was over, I suppose a couple of weeks after we got back. And so we talked, and we started talking that winter, and along with DeWitt Maxwell, who went to work for Cooper's, and Bill Rennick, who was working for his dad, and I was working for my dad, really got this idea to start up, I mean, get the Junior County League going again. And we were on the edge. I think that they lowered it from 21 or something like that, 21 years of age, you could play there. And we were set, so the county league was what was coming around. So the guys decided, and that's what we decided, and so we got in the county league the next year, which would be 1955.
Was it a Slippery Rock, the Slippery Rock County team?
It was a Slippery Rock County team, yes it was.
Where did you play your games at?
We played our games at Slippery Rock College. At that time it would be Slippery Rock State College. I believe they changed the name from Teachers around 1949 or 50. So it would be Slippery Rock State College at that time, and we played up on their field. And they were good to us. We had a working relationship with them. Basically, I mean, because our coaches, Bob Smalley, was at the college, and Pop Storer, who was also at the college, and Bill McKay, who was also at the college, were guys that we had. So we really didn't have too much of a problem at all. I believe Wally Rose came soon after that, and he became the college coach. But he wanted us to play up there too. Matter of fact, had some association with us as far as everybody concerned. I mean, you know, they were interested. All these guys were interested in baseball and interested in, and we were young men now as far as that's concerned, having come back from the Korean War. But everybody was interested in it, and we got it going in 1955.
So the county league started in 1955. How long did you play with the county league team?
Well, we were talking about that the other day, and it seemed like forever, but it really wasn't forever. We played until 1973.
You played continuously?
Continuously until 1973. From 1955 to 1973, about 18 years.
What roles did you, what capacities did you fill with the team? On and off the field?
Basically, I pretty much got so, even though we did, we had several managers during this time, and at one time we had my brother-in-law, Chuck Gehring, and at another time we went to one of the coaches at the high school, when the high school started back up again, and I can't even think of his name right now. Don't even ring a bell. We went to him, and then some years if we didn't have anybody, that I would just pretty much take over. And then our later years, about 1968 to 73, we had a coach that came up from Saxonburg by the name of Charlie Lang.
I like the last name.
Charlie Lang, yeah. Pretty, yeah. Charlie Lang, and yeah, he come up from Saxonburg, and about the last 5 years of baseball, although the last 3 years we played, it was in Harrisburg.
So the Slippery Rock entry, specifically Slippery Rock, when was the last year they played?
I think we played 1969 or 70. I think 1970 would be the last year we played here in Slippery Rock. And that was partly because the college had got bigger. We couldn't get the field. They put soccer, the field up there, which now is soccer. They turned it into soccer. Mm-hmm. And we had to get permission off the college. They'd put a fence around it, and although we could get in, but I think what happened was our relationship with the college just wasn't, and then more than one aspect of it, although, I mean, I think some of the games, people got maybe a little rowdy. Some of the guys would bring beer in, which the college didn't want on the field, and some of the college people, the word got around, and I think we maybe got a little older and maybe didn't take care of the field like we should have been taken care of it also. I mean, it was a two-way street. It wasn't strictly, I mean, you think about it now, but our working relationship with the college wasn't really like it was, and it was their field.
What was the age of most of the players, and were you pretty much a continuous group, or did you have a lot of turnover?
Pretty much a continuous group. We had about, I'd say 10 or 11 guys. It was almost continuous, and the guys would come and go, and so on and so forth, but I can pretty well name the guys that were with us right along. Frankie Augustino played third base, and Bill Rennick played shortstop, and Nick Calderon played second base, and Eddie Maxwell was at first base. DeWitt Maxwell played left field. Center fielder was Tommy Rivard, and right fielder was Tuck Hulane. And Bill Merkel and myself and Red Davis from Harrisburg pretty much was the pitching. That was for the biggest part of the years.
Did your association extend beyond the baseball field? And you're all young men, families.
Yeah, our association did. Of course, Bill Rennick was my brother-in-law at the time, although he ended up divorcing my sister. But our relationship was more so than that, and our relationship was, you know, we would always get together and have parties and so on and so forth, and so it was more than just on the baseball field. And at that same time, we could add that we played basketball until about 1971 in the YMCA league in Butler. So we had a winter and a summer sport.
Was the county team followed by the community?
Yeah, we really would. Wait till that's over.
You were speaking of the community involvement.
The community was really involved in it for here in Slippery Rock for about 10 years. Basically, overall, when we started it up, we would go around to the businesses and try to pick up money, but. We had enough support at the baseball field, up at the Slippery Rock College baseball field, that we would pass the hat and pick up enough money to pay for the baseballs and bats and even buy new uniforms. We bought a couple of new sets of uniforms. We had better support than most of the other county teams. Slippery Rock seemed to have a real good interest in it, and we had volunteer umpires. They would come and umpire, and I think we always thought our home umpires were better than their home umpires. But anyways, the league in, I think about 1965, the Butler County League said paid umpires. So they started sending them out, and I think at that time we were paying them each umpire $10 or $12 a game, but the support was good enough that that we had the passing the hat took up enough money to pay for the umpires and buy our equipment.
Did the players bring their families to the games?
Yeah, we did at home games especially. Yeah, my wife and my two daughters and all the other guys. I mean, we're married, and at that time I had my children was one was born in '57 and one in '59. So they were getting up there, and yeah, they'd run around. They'd come to the ball games and run around, and yeah, most of the guys did take their family, not too much away, but usually at home games.
Was there anyone in the that played in the league at the time or played with you that went on to play professionally or had a notable baseball career beyond the county league that you recall?
The guys that played with us, Bill Rennick was the one, and he went for a month. And that was in that was the year of 1957, I believe.
He went to the minor leagues.
He went to the minor leagues. He went to the was a Dodger training camp, and he had went there because of a friend that we had that lived here in Slippery Rock that was with the Dodgers. His name was John Jancy, and John Bill was a tremendous athlete, basketball, baseball, football.
Mr. Jancy was with the Dodger. Was he a player with the Dodger organization?
He was a player with the Dodger organization. Yes, he played. He just happened to be misfortunate enough to be with the Dodgers, and he was a pitcher, and he won 20 ball games several years for what we would think now would be great, Los Angeles and Montreal and
these were
AAA
teams?
They were all AAA teams at that time. And he won 20 games for Houston the 1 year, and I think for Los Angeles the 1 year. But the Dodgers had Don Newcomb and Preacher Rowe, and Jancy never really got a chance to come out. We were just talking about it. He lost favor with them trying to somewhat organize a union, and that was part of it that guys like Bill Rennick went and. And spent the 4 weeks there, and then they assigned him to Class D ball at $25 a month or something like that back at that time. It was impossible to even think about living on it.
So he was the only player that had an opportunity to play professionally?
He's the only player that really that played with us that had an opportunity, although several guys in our league several guys that played in the league were with minor league teams that come back and ended up playing in the county league.
Did you have any of them ever play major league ball that you were aware of?
A couple guys that played with us played in our league. Ronnie Klein from down around Calgary played with one of the teams down around Butler. I'm not sure exactly which one it was. I think Herman he played with Calgary. He went to Calgary High School and played with Herman down there. And then a team that got in later on from Jackson Center, and I believe his name was Gary Peters, and he went with the Chicago White Sox, and he played I think 8 or 10 years.
Mr. Snyder, when did involvement in the county league begin to wane, and what's the current status of these? Is there a team in Slippery Rock any longer?
No, there's no team in Slippery Rock any longer. They did come back, I think, in the few years there in the 80s that they got started back up again. But it started to wane. I think all the guys started getting older, and in 1973, about our last year, 73 or 74, I'm not sure which one it was. But after about 20 years, and we had moved to Harrisville, and a lot of our guys had left, and Charlie Lang and the other teams had started going. The baseball wasn't as popular there, so we ended up with some guys that came to us from down around. It's funny, I mean, they came from. We had Chuck Seifer from Marwood. And Wayne Geisler from Marwood, and Mickey Deal from St. Winlands, and Ron Lumley from Herman, and Barney Barnes had come back in from the Tri-County League to catch for us. So About all was left was myself and Bill Merkel and Bill Rennick and Frank Augustino and maybe DeWitt Maxwell out of our original group. But the guys, some of the guys had left the area, went to work elsewhere, and so the teams were falling apart everywhere. The young guys, although Little League baseball is great and midget baseball is great, and the young guys just didn't seem to be of interest in the what it was required to maintain a team. In Harrisville, we noticed that's why some of these other guys came, because all the young guys, and I don't want to use names or anything, but they thought all you did was hit the baseball and play games. They didn't realize you had to raise money and buy bats and balls and go out in the field and chase the ball some of the time for the other guys, and stand out in the mound and throw it in there. All they thought they wanted to do was take their swings and go lay down or go somewhere else. And I don't know whether you could say Little League baseball ruined it or whatever it may be, ruined, but as we know, it's no longer existent, so something has happened to it, and I don't want to say that what really ruined it all, but it seemed to me like as if that's what I can remember happening, that they did everything for them. They took the little leggers and the midgets and whatever it may be and did everything for them, and they no longer realized that there was more to it than just standing up there with a bat and hitting the baseball and playing games.
Is there currently a team at the high school?
Yes, there is currently a team at the high school.
Is there an American Legion team?
No, there is not. We ran an American Legion team. Some of the guys came to us, and they were sons of guys that we had played with. Bill Rennick's son, Michael Rennick, and came to Bill and John Jancy, who was and got the American Legion going again here in Slipper Rock. We had a good Legion over here that would pay the bill and sponsor baseball, but we had it going, and I started helping out, and then Bill got busy, and those guys, I think they were about juniors in high school or something like that by the time we got it going. In about 2 years, it sort of waned too. It just fell apart, and we had about 2 years we had the Legion going again, and then there just didn't seem to be any more interest at all.
Finally, Mr. Snyder, what has the game of baseball meant to you, your family, and your community? What, if anything, has the game lost, and what do you foresee in baseball's future?
I think the game to me, I don't know, the competitiveness and the friendship, and has made lifelong friends. John Jancy and Bill Rennick and I played golf Thursday and Saturday, and would have been playing today, but but John Jancy, he had to go away for a couple of days, Monday and Tuesday here. But
I should mention, as everyone may be listening to this, it's a beautiful fall day, and Mr. Snyder was kind enough to forego another round of the golf course, so I do appreciate that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but anyways, that and to my family, I had two daughters, and I'm sure it's sorry that they're both lovely girls, and my wife wouldn't state this the way that that I've stated. I mean, I thought it was good for me, for the responsibility side of raising a family and being lucky enough to live in an area like this that helps support it. My wife thinks maybe I donated a little bit too much time to baseball and was always interested in the game, but at the same time, I think we've benefited from it in my business and in my mental sense and playing sports as long as I did, and of course I'm lucky enough right now to be pretty healthy, at 62, and I'm playing golf, playing the two legs. We have the legs out here, the Slipper Rock College men's leg, really. It plays on Monday night, and then the Slipper Rock men's leg only. It plays on Wednesday night. And tonight I'll also be going bowling, so I'm still at that. And so I think it led to the sports. You keep on going. The baseball stopped in 73, but we didn't stop. We started up a church softball league. And I don't know how many years in, after 73 there that we kept on with the softball, but we had a church softball league for, I suppose, another 4 or 5, 6 years. And at the same time, we had started the golf league, the Slippery Rock men's golf league, with our course out here at Shamrock. And now, it opened, yes.
Most of these associations that developed into other activities were developed from baseball?
Yeah, they were developed from baseball. Yes, I still play, we still play golf, together, as I said, with Bill Rennick and Jancy, and a lot of the other guys that that played, Nick Calderone.
Which were men that primarily you grew up with also in the
men
same.
That I grew up with, men that were associated with high school and the baseball, and we're still around here, and the golf since 1961, so we've got 23 years in out there at the golf course now. And
where does baseball go from here?
I don't think baseball on the advance beyond high school, I don't think we'll ever see that again. In my opinion, we're not going to see it again. Baseball right now is, I was out some this summer. I have a nephew that's involved in Little League, and I see they got T-ball, and then they got Little League, and they got several in between that out here, and so on and so forth. And like we said, they do have the high school team, but I don't think anybody will organize. There's no place. I see there's a small. I think that's the Tri-County League down there that still has about four teams playing, and down around Butler, there's still a little bit of Legion ball going on. But I noticed, where they used to have the North-South division, they just have one division now. I don't know. I'd like to see baseball get started up again. I'd like to go see the kids play again. But in my opinion, I don't think they'll ever get organized ball going on that extent after high school.
Finally, do you have any opinions to what's the reason behind this maybe lack or decline of interest in the game?
Oh, I think maybe the kids have too much to do. They have too much. You know, I got a granddaughter now, and you know, she got everything, and she's only 3 years old. But I think the kids today just have too many other things. That baseball would be more like work than it would be like play. We were lucky to have a car, and that's all we try to do is get three cars together to so we could go to away games. And the kids all have cars now. I think that's all almost automatic. A kid 16 years old gets a car. So I don't know whether it's girls or what. We weren't much interested in girls. We thought baseball was better than girls. In my opinion, I don't know. I just don't think the kids are gonna put the necessary effort forward that it takes to get the organized ball going. And like I said before, I think part of that is that too much may be done for them in T-ball and Little League and high school and Legion or whatever's there. There's too much done for them, so there's no desire. I think they've played so long, maybe they're wished out. I'm not sure.
What do you mean by they're washed up, Mr. Simon?
Well, I think some of my friends, which I associated with, that played in the golf league and were around the bowling leagues and so on and so forth, and And I never got involved in them, but I noticed them doing everything for the kids, from T-ball till up through, that's when they were 6 or 7 years old, up through to where they're playing the little leg at 13 or 12 or 13, and then go into high school. That everything just literally done for them, that they don't have the energy, they don't have the desire, there's no desire there. Mentally, I think they've had all there is to do. I think they decided that they've had enough of it. We were lucky where we were didn't get started until later, until we did it all ourselves. And I think that's where it's falling apart at today. Everything being done for the kids, and it's no longer desirable, and they're just mentally out of it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Senator, for your time.
Well, and you're welcome.
Your patience, sir. I truly appreciate it, and thank you for listening.
Yeah.